Right, I'm Steve Bach, and Scott Hennen is not here today. A little under the weather, so we'll make do without him. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can drop us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter page. Exciting day coming up today. We're going to have a little debate on the program on whether or not North Dakota is taking into consideration the interests, the concerns of the environment enough on public lands and the mineral leasing. We're going to talk with Lance Gavey, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, and Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Also coming up at 9:49, UND hockey coach Dave Hackstall. Is it fall yet? When you start talking anything hockey, that means training camp this fall. We're not even to football really yet, but hockey starting to sniff around a little bit. They're having a big fundraiser as they're having the UND Champions Tour at Hawktree Golf Club in Bismarck, which raises money for UND athletic scholarships. So we're going to talk to UND coach Dave Hackstall, see how things are shaping up with the little tour that they're taking and what this season holds for UND hockey. Big fan. Also coming up at 10:30, Tom Christensen, North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona, on the impact of Obamacare on farmers, ranchers, and other small business owners. If you're a farmer, a rancher, or a small business owner, I want to hear from you. And what are you going to do as far as with your employees moving forward if you're stuck under the thumb of Obamacare? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. In the news, Senator John Hoeven rising in influence in a short term in the Washington, D.C., one of eight senators to meet regularly with the White House officials on fiscal issues. And is that a good thing for North Dakota? I think it is. I mean, we've got a long history in North Dakota with our Democratic coalition that had been in Washington wielding a lot of power. With time, it equates to time and distance. And when time plays a factor into influence in Washington, what you wind up with is those relationships and how to get things done. That's one thing that seems to be missing quite often in current politics. There's a lot of deadlocks. There's a lot of things that don't move forward right now. There's gridlock in Washington. We had Byron Dorgan and the rest of our Earl Pomeroy and the rest of our legislative group. We had so much time there, so much time that they built those relationships. They were able to get through a lot of things, and that makes a difference. It really does. But Senator John Hoeven, this is his first term, and he's already moved ahead of where a lot of politicians are at this stage in their career, in their senatorial campaign. And is that good for North Dakota? I want to know. Do you think that having a senator in place that is getting in the back rooms where a lot of the politics do get done is good for North Dakota? One of the things I think we need to guard against as a legislative group is making sure that we don't get mired down into a lot of the BS that takes place in Washington. You get stuck in the nonpartisan politics, and who's that good for? When we have a group that stands for North Dakota concerns and North Dakota issues, like Senator John Hoeven, he stands up for North Dakota, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp, she stands up for North Dakota. And you've got Congressman Kevin Cramer standing up for North Dakota. Are they serving their constituency by getting into that other backdoor politics that's involved? I want to know what your concerns are concerning that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, North Dakota, considering the environment concerns, are we considering them enough when awarding mineral leasing on public lands? One of the things that we have a great trust in and a great opportunity in is the fact that we have public lands that we really haven't had to move too forward in, because we've got so much private land when it comes to energy development here in North Dakota. And that has been the difference between the bounty North Dakota's had and a lot of other states. When you look at the accessibility to energy, it comes down to two main factors. It's the accessibility politically and the accessibility geologically. We've got both. We've got the private land issue, so we don't have to deal with a lot of government red tape when it comes to accessing those minerals on the lands of private landowners here in North Dakota. You also have the geological side of that, which, you know, we've got a great oil play. We've got the shale play in the entire country. But from a political standpoint, we're looking at an opportunity to not only move forward from a private land standpoint, but a public land standpoint. And that does bring up a lot of consideration, a lot of debate. Now, you start talking about having those public lands tapped, to what expense, to what detriment? And that's where a lot of arguments have been coming up concerning on whether or not we're taking enough consideration into the environmental concerns about awarding some of the mineral leasing on those public lands. There's debates that come up all the time on whether or not those private lands should be touched. You also have the debates raging on whether or not we're doing enough to protect some of the private lands out there. You know, I always go back to the producers, the farmers, the ranchers. You're not going to have a better steward of the land than them. It's their land. They're going to take care of it. They're living, and it's not even their living as much as it's their way of life depends on their stewardship of the land. I will always defer to their judgment when it comes to their land because they know. You know, I grew up in the Red River Valley. You know, if I can tell you about farming for sugar beets and potatoes and things of that nature because that's what was in the Red River Valley. You come out and start doing corn and cattle and small grains, and it's a different landscape, and it's a different type of agriculture. I'm not going to profess to know anything about the agriculture I did not grow up around. Well, it's the same with the land and the mineral rights that are there. A decision that's good for a landowner on the eastern side of the oil play may not be the same decision in the western side of the oil play. And that's one of the concerns when you start talking environmental issues. What happens too often is one-size-fits-all solutions to problems. And that is where we get in trouble, whether it's on the federal level, whether it's on the state level. And I think we've been pretty good on the state level about dealing with issues as they come up in different areas. But I will say that when you start looking at the federal level and that one-size-that-fits-all blanket that, especially from the Environmental Protection Agency, what happens in one state isn't the same as what's going on in North Dakota. You funnel that down to the state level, and what happens in the eastern part of the state is different from the western part of the state. And what's East River on the Missouri as opposed to West River on the Missouri, also a very big difference. So that's one of the things I think we do need to guard against. I think that's one of the things we do a very good job with politically here in North Dakota, but we're going to have that debate coming up at the bottom of the hour with Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance and Lance Gavey, who's the commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, and we're going to get into that debate. We're going to open that up a little bit, and you know, what do you think about Senator John Hoeven? You know, rising in influence in a short period of time. Now, I've heard scuttlebutt that he's one of the people that Washington looks to. I mean, if you look at the facts, Senator John Hoeven was the sitting governor of a state that's flourished, and it's not due to just oil interests. I mean, we've had a healthy economy here in North Dakota because of our conservative values and because of our agriculture. Given everything else that's been going on in North Dakota, agriculture is still number one, and I think that's going to remain the same. That's not going to be an issue. Agriculture is number one in North Dakota. You know, we have a bounty with the energy resources here in North Dakota, and I think that's another avenue that has been developed in a positive and equitable fashion here in North Dakota. But it's something we do need to guard against, especially when you start talking about the way of life here in North Dakota, because that comes back to why do we live here? You know, we enjoy the hunting, the fishing, and all the environmental things outside. We like the outdoors. We like the winters. We like the summers. We like the springs and falls. We like the fishing, the hunting, and all things that are entailed with living in North Dakota. We like the friendliness of our neighbors. We like those aspects, and that's the way of life that needs to get balanced out. It truly is. And I think we do a good job of that here in North Dakota. So your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also coming up a little bit later this hour, UND hockey coach Dave Haxtell joins us from the UND Champions Tour at Hawktree Golf Club in Bismarck, raising money for the UND Athletic Scholarships. And we're going to talk with Tom Christensen, North Dakota Farm Bureau member from Verona, on the impact of Obamacare on farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. What's on your mind today? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or the program after this.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your phone calls. A lot of comments on Facebook concerning Senator John Hoeven rising in influence in a short time in Washington, D.C., one of eight senators to meet regularly with White House officials on fiscal issues. Is that a good thing for North Dakota? Sue says he's part of the gang of crowd, quote unquote, the gang of crowd. That only proves he's not grounded in convictions and, like other gang of members, is not enough to be able to withstand the harping from the left or the media if he does not toe the status line. Such behavior on proves incredibly inept and worthless leadership. Ron says that how could it be a bad thing? Chad says, I think we all realize how he has risen so swiftly. If we all agree the system is corrupt fundamentally, then we also have to consider that he has become corrupt to be successful in said system. He's pandering to North Dakotans so he can stay in power, plain and simple. I already detest his voting record, and he won't be getting my vote next time. Dan says, doesn't matter. The Fed keeps printing money, and they keep printing and printing and printing. And let's go to the phones right now. We'll come back to the Facebook. What do you think? Is Senator John Hoeven rising in influence in a short time? Is that bad for North Dakota? Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today? Oh, we lost Mark. John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I wouldn't totally agree with some of those comments on Facebook. But, you know, I support our Senator Hoeven and everything. But, you know, it was funny when I heard this on the news this morning. My first thought was, you know, President Obama is such a narcissist that you kind of wonder, wow, he's going to let a Republican come to the White House and visit? You know, like, you know, and not, you know, all due respect to Hoeven, but, you know, that's the first thing you go through your mind. He likes people that agree with him, but I hope Senator Hoeven has a backbone on that. And one more comment. You're talking about the boom and everything in North Dakota, and Governor Hoeven at the time, sitting governor, I think we need to, I don't have any facts on this, but I think we need to give Ed Schaefer some credit. He possibly, probably set the stage for what's been going on in North Dakota lately. So that's all I have.
How do you set that stage, John?
I don't know. I just,
what are the parameters for that?
Well, you know, letting companies come in and whatever, it takes many years to do that, and I'm quite sure that Schaefer had a lot of hand in that too, along with Hoeven. No doubt about it. But some credit must have to. I have no facts on that, but I'm just saying I'm sure Schaefer had a lot to do with that in the beginning, and Hoeven carried the ball and gave him.
Oh, absolutely! I'll put a lot of this on Governor Schaefer. He's the one that got a lot of the ball economically from an energy standpoint rolling.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
It was in its infancy. Governor Hoeven, he picked that ball up and he ran. And he ran right to that goal line. And I give him kudos for that. One of the things I think we're a little remiss here in North Dakota is, this is kind of a little point of contention to me. I look at the business climate in North Dakota, and I look at the business climate in South Dakota and compare them. South Dakota's more favorable for business than North Dakota due to taxes. And I look at North Dakota and all the opportunities we have here, and it pains me to see that South Dakota is ahead of North Dakota when it comes to rankings for business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May I make one more comment?
Sure, John.
One of your Facebook people mentioned he's not going to vote for Hoeven ever again. You know, what's the choices? But, you know, Republicans have a tendency, and I'm going back to the Nixon, Carter, Reagan years, Republicans have a tendency to eat their own. And that doesn't solve anything, as far as I'm concerned. And I've been down that road in the mid-80s, and I realized that, hey, I'm sticking with who's ever close to my conservative ideals as possible.
Well, we're a little spoiled here in North Dakota because we have an opportunity to vote for an individual rather than a letter behind a name. And I think that's something a lot of North Dakotans take for granted, but that's not the case most places. And I think you're spot on the Republicans eating their own. Take a look at Governor Christie. He was on the cusp of being touted the next presidential candidate for the Republican Party. He was up there. He was in that hierarchy. And then they had the hurricane. And he did what he had to do for his state. And he got painted in a corner as being so pro-Obama that I don't know if he's a viable candidate anymore. But,
yeah, I know.
He was putting the needs of his state first and foremost. And as a sitting governor, that's his job.
Yeah. Exactly. I looked at that, giving the guy a break. But going back to Clinton years, I almost thought Christie and Obama were going to go down to the beach and start dancing.
I don't know if I would have liked to have seen that, but...
No, but you know what I mean.
It is what it is. Thank you, John, for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What is on your mind today? Senator John Hoeven rising in influence in a short time in Washington, D.C. Question is that good for North Dakota? Curtis says, you can only rise to the top of the political food chain by nodding your head in only one way, up and down. To stand on your convictions means you will at one time or another end up on Gilligan's Island, alone, without ginger. What's needed is the representatives of the people to stand up on convictions that reflect what the people want and be able to rally their colleagues. Kevin says the Obama regime is not interested in Hoven's opinions. They only invite those who they believe can be swayed or corrupted. If Hoven suddenly becomes pliable, you'll have to wonder what the NSA, IRS, FBI, etc. discovered. Either that or Hoven's weak. Carol says he wasn't exactly fiscally responsible as governor. I look at a governor that looks, when they're looking at issues within a state, and John brought up a great point on Governor Christie. When you start losing sight of things for your state as a governor, it's different being a governor as opposed to a senator or a congressman. And, I look at some of the decisions that Governor Hoeven made at the time, and they were right for the time in North Dakota. I firmly believe that. And so far in his reign as senator for North Dakota, I like the decisions he's made. I've liked the decisions that, for the most part, that Senator Heidi Heitkamp's made. I've liked the decisions that Congressman Kevin Cramer's made. I think our congressional delegation is doing a good job. Are they doing everything that I like? No, but I like their decisions. Carl and Fargo, you're up next when we come back from the break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken. Scott Hennen off today, a little under the weather. This is What's on Your Mind.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's the website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen. Scott, a little under the weather today. We're going to have a little debate coming up. Get one more call in here real quick. Carl, what is on your mind today?
Yeah, is your last name Bachman? Did I hear right, or was I?
No, Carl, that is. That's the name God gave me.
Okay, I believe, I remember there was a tornado in the Walcott area, and I think it was a Bakken farm about 1955. I know the pictures in the Fargo farm where some full-grown hogs, I believe, were killed. But I suppose there's a few Bakkens around, more Bakkens than there are red dogs. Or
well, to the best of my knowledge, I am sure tale relatives of the actual Bakken folks, but I've never met them, and I've never received a royalty check.
Yeah.
So
okay. Now, I know you're going to be talking, I guess, about the oil development and the environment and whatnot. I believe there's quite a few states. Of course, they probably got less distance involved for pipelines, but that won't allow flaring for any length of time where they have to have a plan and pipelines in place, and North Dakota is more open area and longer distances, and we're pretty liberal when it comes to allowing flaring of gas on the oil fields, I believe. But you can check with the guys that come up. They know a lot more about that than I do.
Carl, we'll do that. Thanks for the phone call today. You know, and that leads us right into our little debate that we're going to have. Welcome to the studio, Lance Gaby, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands, and Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Lance, what are the duties of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands?
Thanks for the opportunity. The North Dakota Department of Trust Lands' primary responsibility, as outlined in the Constitution, is working for the Board of University and School Lands, often called the Land Board. We manage the permanent educational trust that were established as statehood. There's land and minerals and financial assets that were put in place by the framing of the state constitution as statehood and by the federal government when they created the Enabling Act and gave a gift to the people of North Dakota to manage these resources for the permanent funding of education. Outside of that, we also manage the Unclaimed Property Division, which is a place where people who may have forgotten about financial assets or property have hold that in perpetuity for those folks. And we also are more recently and heavily involved in the Oil and Gas Impact Grant Program, helping communities in western North Dakota with the dealing with the challenges of rapid growth, communities, schools, counties, fire departments, and so forth. So those are the three broad primary roles.
And Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance. Jan, what is your organization's mission?
Really watchdogs for the public lands in western North Dakota. Most specifically, we've concentrated previously on the Little Missouri National Grasslands and Theodore Roosevelt National Park. With the oil development going on in western North Dakota, we're also, we added public natural resources to our mission.
Jan, are we doing enough to protect the conservation side of public lands here in North Dakota, given all the boom in the oil activity?
Ouch, no.
Why is that? Why do you think we're missing a step here? What are we letting down on?
Well, going back to your caller just previously, flaring, of course, is an issue. But I think that the greatest concern is for wildlife habitat, tourism, recreation, the degree of development in western North Dakota. And I don't know that the public is totally aware of that. When the Bakken first started, there was much discussion about the environmental footprint, and that because we could do these 2-3 mile legs, there wouldn't be the disturbance on the ground that there had been previously. And that, of course, has proven untrue. And Mr. Helms with the Oil and Gas Division has recently said that with infill wells, we can expect there to be 20 to 40 wells on each unit, spacing unit, which is 2 square miles.
Lance, is that a big concern when you're looking at the trust of all these lands? How much does that play into the concerns as far as the conservation side of that as opposed to the mineral side? I mean, it's a trust that you have to protect those lands for North Dakota, right?
That's right, Steve. The trust or the fiduciary responsibility that was set up with statehood is to manage these assets as if they were our own or as if they were owned by the board. And so that the beneficiaries continue to benefit. But there's always recognition of that gift that was given by the government to the beneficiaries, by the federal government, in that we want to protect these assets. We've taken good care of them for 125 years of statehood and want to continue to take good care of them so that they continue to produce for future generations, whether that be for pasture and meadow and field purposes, for cropland, or if it's for the minerals. We manage 700,000 acres of grasslands and 2.5 million acres of minerals, and I think the good job that the Land Board has done over the lifetime of statehood is borne out that they are doing a good job. That's why these areas are coveted, and I think they'll continue to do a good job.
Well, tell us about the relationship with Game and Fish. You do work with North Dakota Game and Fish Department to manage some of these lands, don't you?
We don't work with them directly to manage, but they have helped.
They have input.
They have input, correct. Each quarter we offer minerals available for the leasing of oil and gas production. We also offer minerals for potash production, offer minerals for coal production, but most prominently, of course, recently has been oil and gas activity. And for the past 2 years and with sister agencies, besides the Game and Fish, we have the Historical Society reviews tracks and the the North Dakota Geological Survey reviews tracks to just see if there's any historical, paleontological, or in the case of the Game and Fish, wildlife resources. So as mineral acres are offered for lease, the Game and Fish reviews all those tracks looking for specific attributes, highlights of unique wildlife habitats related to eagles or pronghorn antelope or bighorn sheep that they can identify, so we can at least note that in the lease that those areas are have unique attributes. And so as those acres are produced, we can try to make sure we avoid those areas and impacting that resource. That has been in place for only a couple of years more formally, but it's certainly been a long-term relationship. We've got some easements with the Game and Fish for access for sportsmen, some roads that have been maintained through a mutual agreement with the Game and Fish Department to allow for availability to get to these trust lands by sportsmen and wildlife lovers.
Janet, all this comes back to the opportunities we have in the outdoors here in North Dakota. We enjoy those opportunities. What's your biggest contention when it comes to how the management of this land is taking place? You know, shouldn't we be able to have these leases, or are there environmentally sensitive areas your coalition, your alliance deems shouldn't be touched?
North Dakota needs to go back and have a conversation about what part of our landscape, if any, is sacred, should be protected for future generations. The Bakken itself is 18,000 square miles and includes much private and federal and state school lands. The state school lands are actually just postage stamps gathered or thrown out across the landscape. Protecting just those would be minimal impact on the entire landscape. You know, when most people go to the Theodore Roosevelt National Parks, for example, previously we have looked out over that landscape, and the parks have not had boundaries. They've been never-ending. And that's no longer the case in either the north unit or the south unit of the park. You now see the ring of oil development around the edges, which makes those acreages very small, very small. And we need to be having a larger conversation that talks about opportunities for protecting the habitat and the viewshed around those areas.
We're talking with Jan Swenson of the Badlands Conservation Alliance and Landscaping Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Trust Lands. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Questions or comments for our guests. Jan, you mentioned some of the concerns, and you mentioned that shrinking picture. Does the government listen to some of those concerns? Are they working with what your alliance has? And the actual question is that their job to listen to those concerns?
Well, initially, of course it's their job to listen to those concerns. We're citizens of the state of North Dakota. And I will give the man sitting next to me credit, because I think he does listen. He doesn't always agree with me or with the coalition, but he does listen. And that in itself is something. Right now, the North Dakota Industrial Commission has said that they are going to do a tour of, in quote, special places, either culturally or environmentally sensitive. And initially, they were going to be doing this as a threesome, the three industrial commissioners going together. And at the last North Dakota Industrial Commission meeting, they said they just could not work it into their schedule and would be going out as individuals to look at areas, which is a concern to me in that it shows that this is not a priority. This is not high up on their list. And it is also a concern to me because of the discussion that would go on between those individuals and with the public. You know, when they're out there doing it on their own as an add-on, as a trip to Williston or Watford City or Medora, there isn't the shared insight that comes with that sort of an experience.
Jen, is your group proposing that we regulate private land as well? I mean, most of North Dakota oil-producing country is held by private individuals, not by the state or the federal government. Is that something you'd like to see done?
We would like to see there be a larger process that goes on that looks at environmental issues, that looks at the larger landscape as well as individual acreages, so that there was a comprehensive understanding of what development meant and how it could be done to mitigate some of the impacts that are going on right now. I think it's particularly interesting that there are landowners in northwestern North Dakota that say, had they known what was coming, they may not have leased. They may have leased, but they may not have leased.
Lance, quickly, your response on that, about 30 seconds. Do you do all you can to do and work with these special interests?
We sure do. I mean, we recognize, too, the value and the pristineness of this landscape. We take great pride in the good job we've done. We've got five resource professionals just on staff, wildlife resource management, soil scientists.
Lance, we're up against the break. We'll come back to you in just a few minutes. It's What's on Your Mind on KFIRE 550 and the rest of the group of stations across the
country. Hey, Scott Hill, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your question. Dawn, why do planes fly so low over fields in the summer?
We call it crop dusting. And what those trained pilots are doing is spraying crop protectants on the fields to keep the bugs and weeds from wrecking the crop. It helps farmers maintain the quality of their crops, too. If you have a garden, you know how bad the weeds and bugs can get. Well, crops compete with more than 30,000 species of weeds and 10,000 species of plant-eating insects. Without crop protectants, it's estimated that up to 40% of crops worldwide would be lost. Crop protectants are another way farmers help produce food and fiber for all of us.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for our members, but we're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state, people just like you who are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and economic progress. We provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all of North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides its members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Learn more about all Farm Bureau has to offer at www.ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. A little event taking place today. They're traveling the state. UND hockey coach Dave Haxtell joining us now in the program from the UND Champions Tour at Hocktree Golf Club here in Bismarck. And Hacker, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Good to be on. How are you today?
I am good, Dave. Tell us a little bit about what this Tour of Champions does for UND.
Well, it really just gives everybody a chance to, get out and see different people around the state. There's a lot of areas that we're not able to get to on a regular basis throughout, our in-season days. So it's just a nice way to get out, mix, mingle, have a little bit of fun, and meet a lot of people that spend a lot of time and money to come and see our teams play.
You got 36 teams in this tournament. As a fundraiser, how nice is it for you to get out and meet the people of North Dakota that support UND hockey?
Well, that's the biggest part of it, just to get out and say thanks. Have a chance to show our appreciation, as I said, for the great support that we get, and there's a lot of people that put on a lot of miles, spend a lot of money during our seasons to come in to Grand Forks, to the campus of the University of North Dakota, and watch our teams play. So we appreciate it. They're the ones that, give us an opportunity and give our athletes the opportunity to do the things that we do.
You know, we've got the new Ralph, and it seems like it's just about sold out ever since its inception. People never thought those kind of numbers would be coming to hockey at UND up in Grand Forks. What's it like having a building like that and having a venue to highlight UND hockey?
Well, we know we've got the nicest facility probably in all of hockey in North America, and it's the first thing that comes to mind is a huge thanks to Ralph Engelstad and his family and the family foundation that gave us the opportunity, and give us the opportunity on a daily basis to come to that building, not only on game nights, which are obviously very exciting and it's awesome to be able to be in front of 12,000 people, but on a daily basis for a player to be able to come to that facility to maximize his development, both, as a hockey player and as a student. It's second to none, and I don't think that's lost on us on any one day that we walk into that facility.
I'm not going to lie to you, Hacker. I may have shed a tear or two as the old Ralph started coming down last week.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to see. I think we all know and we all appreciate the wheels of progress turning, but it's tough to see. It's tough to watch it come down. It'll have a lot of great memories in that building. But you look to the positives, the new facilities that's going to come into that, that location, I think is going to be great, for our football program, but also for many of our other, programs, they're going to be able to use that indoor facility. So, you look to the positives and it's going to be some exciting times for a lot of those programs as they watch the new facility come up.
Single game tickets are going on sale shortly. Also, you've got some exhibition games coming up. There's some availability for that. Who are you having exhibition games with this year?
Well, we've got the University of Manitoba. We've played on a fairly consistent basis over the years in that exhibition game on the 6th. So there's some tickets available for that. Also, the U.S. program that we'll play in mid-October. There'll be some tickets available for that as well, as you said. Single game tickets going on sale here this week. So great opportunity to go out and don't have the opportunity to have a season ticket. Just a great opportunity to go out and pick and choose some of those individual games that you want to get to as a fan. And to be able to fill the place and have that atmosphere is a real shot in the arm for our program.
What are we looking for a team? We've got about 30 seconds, Hacker. A good year this year?
We're going to be a young team. It's going to be an exciting year to see the development of a lot of young guys, a lot of young kids. So it's going to be a team that develops throughout the year. I'm really excited for it. Look forward to get going here within a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Haxtell, UND hockey coach. More of What's on Your Mind when we come back. Our debate on oil leases coming up.
Tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.